رسول الله عليه السلام said, He is not from us. He is not from us. He is not from us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program He is not from us. In our last episode we covered the topics of superstition, divination and sorcery or black magic. And in today's episode we will continue with our theme of He is not from us or He is not one of us. But before we mention the new topics or today's topics, I would like to share with you a very short narration expressing the an important point regarding sending peace and blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, reciting salawat or reading durood sharif, as we say. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, wherever you are, send peace and blessings upon me, or send salawat upon me, read durood sharif. For your salawat, your peace and blessings, this reaches me. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has confirmed that our supplications of peace and blessings for him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, this reaches the blessed prophetic court. So this should be encouragement for us, and we should try to send as many gifts of salawat in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to attain reward, to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ensure that our sins are erased through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will begin with a short, powerful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, following the theme that of our program, and it is man ghashshana falaysa minna. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ghashshana falaysa minna, whosoever deceives us is not one of us, is not from us. It is mentioned by the scholars of hadith that here, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said ghashshana, it can refer to us in terms of the Muslims, the whole Muslim community. It can refer to the Arabs, and it can refer to the people of Madinatul Munawwara. So whosoever deceives the Muslims or the Arabs or the people of Madinatul Munawwara, he is not from the community of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He has strayed from the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. A believer is an honest person who should be recognized and known for his trustworthiness, for the fact that following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, anything can be entrusted to a believer due to the fact that he will never breach trust, he will never violate any right, he will not con anyone, deceive anyone in any way. If a believer is not doing this, then he is acting against the Islamic etiquette and the identity of a true believer. The first thing, let us look at what is meant by this expression and what is deception here. Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi, he mentions in Faidul Qadir, he defines the verb or the expression, and he says, Al-ghishu satru hali shay, that deception is to cover the state of something, the real state of something. So you're concealing the real state of an object, and that is obviously deception, because you're showing people something other than what its real state is, and that in essence is deceiving them. The famous 3rd century scholar and faqih Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Ishaq Baghdadi Harbi, he writes that he defines ghish. He says, فَالْغِشُّ أَن يُظْهِرَ شَيْئًا وَيَخْفِيَ خِلَافَهُ أَوْ يَقُولَ قَوْلًا وَيَخْفِيَ خِلَافَهُ. He says that ghish, it refers to making something apparent but concealing its opposite or concealing its reality, or saying something but concealing its opposite, meaning concealing its reality. So you're showing something or you're revealing something, but you're not revealing its real state. You're actually hiding its real state. Or you say something, but the reality is something else. So this is deception, and this is discouraged. Obviously, this is sinful in our religion. So deception is something which all Muslims, all believers should refrain from. There is no excuse to deceive anyone. And deception, when it is discovered, one loses trust. And trust is something so fragile that once it is lost, it's very difficult to attain. When someone loses their trust in you, it can be very difficult for them to build that trust again. And usually you've burnt the bridges by violating, breaching trust, or deceiving another individual. So firstly, we begin with a narration where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he once said to the butchers or the sellers of meat, he said, he referred to them, he addressed them, and he said, Ya ma'ashar al-qassabin, O meat sellers or O butchers, لا تنفخوا, do not blow, meaning do not blow into the meat, because this was one thing people would do in the past. They would blow into the meat so it would become bloated and it would look obviously a lot more bigger than it actually was. And this is obviously a way of deceiving people, because the meat, the size of the meat is nowhere near what it appears to be. So he says, لا تنفخوا فمن نفخ اللحم, whosoever blows meat, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he is not from us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and was clarifying this point for the sellers of meat, for the butchers in his time. So another narration covering this topic of deception from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is now mentioned. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once went into the market and he saw a heap of grain or barley. When he placed his blessed hand within that heap to check it, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would, this was his way, he would go to the marketplace and he would see the trading methods, the trading conditions of the tradesmen in the market. So this is why after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the Khulafa Rashideen were known to do this also. Muslim leaders, Muslim rulers have been known to, whether openly or in disguise, they would in some way, or through others, they would in some way check the methods and conditions of the trade market. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed his blessed hand in that heap of grain or barley, and he noticed that the grain that was on top was dry, but the grain that was underneath was wet or moist. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to the seller, why have you not placed the moist or wet grain on top? Meaning, why are you apparently concealing the wet or moist grain by covering it with the dry, or the dry grain on top? Why are you mixing both? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, whosoever does this, combines in this way, is not from us. Whosoever adopts this method basically is not from us. The ulama, they explain this, that it is possible that that particular tradesman, he may have been a companion, and it may have simply been a case of, it may have rained, and unintentionally the bottom part of the heap became moist or wet, and when it was topped up, it obviously created a situation where you had both the dry and the moist part of the grain coming together, and it was not intentional. Once the companion was told about this, he obviously sought forgiveness for that shortcoming. So he did not, because being sinful in terms of for someone to be an evildoer or commit fisq, it is when you continue in that act of disobedience or maintain that act of disobedience, and it's The explanation given here is that it may have been unintentional, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam made him aware that intentional or unintentional, there should not be a mixing of the of an item in its good condition and an item in its poor condition. The poor condition of an item should not be covered or concealed in any way, because this is deception in Islam. So this applies to many things. This applies to all trades, this applies to all people who sell items. They try to cover their fruit, they try to cover other items that they sell by putting the good things on top and hiding, or they'll make boxes of fruit and they'll hide the fruit that's in poor condition by putting a few or layering it on top. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of this deception. And then people say, why don't we have barakah? Why don't we have blessings in our business? They will go to places and get the worst ingredients, or ingredients that may even be past their expiry date, because they'll get it cheaper and they'll cook with it and then serve that food and sell that food to people. Tomatoes that are completely rotten, they'll mix them with normal tomatoes because getting them in bulk is cheaper. It's almost next to nothing for them. But once it's all cooked and boiled, who will know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the deception that people commit. This deception will not bring any blessings in business, will not bring any blessings in sustenance. So deception will not bring any blessings in sustenance. And people should refrain from this if they want to have blessings in what they earn in terms of their income. Another element to keep in mind is when people are buying, or during buying and selling of items in weight, if something is to be given in weight for someone to just use their hands and give and not weigh it properly and sell that item is obviously also not permissible for him. And this can be classified as deception also. If there is any item which is by custom sold in an approximate kind of way, then that should be clarified. It should not be stated as a weight item or something which is given by weight. For example, if someone says, can I have a few pounds worth of something, or a pound's worth of something, and the person, the shopkeeper, he gives it according to, you know, a handful or whatever, his way of giving a kind of estimated value to something, that is a different scenario. But if something is sold by weight, it must be weighed. And for someone to cut corners, this is also classified as deception. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Rumi alayhi rahmah, he mentions an interesting account. Some people may find it quite humorous, in terms of they might see the more humorous side of it. But the reason why it's mentioned here is that people are reminded that deception of any kind is something which can lead to embarrassment and humiliation, and especially if the person is caught out. The story is of a man who, unfortunately, he was married to someone. His wife was quite stubborn and uncooperative, and was very difficult. Would create difficulties for him. Once this man went to the market and he bought some meat, for he had invited some guests and he wanted the meat to be prepared for them. So when he came home with the meat, he told his wife, he knew the weight of the meat and the approximate weight of the meat. It was probably near, just under a kilo or so. And he gave the meat to his wife and told her to obviously cook it or prepare it for the guests. So when the guests came and it was time to serve the meal or the meat to them, he went to his wife and he asked her about the meat which he bought. She had she had actually eaten all the meat herself. She had her own personal barbecue and decided to eat all the meat and not leave anything for the guests. When he said to his wife, where is the meat? The wife said, well, the cat ate all the meat. And the meat was about the same weight as the cat, incidentally. So he picked up the cat and he weighed the cat. And then he said to his wife, if this is the meat? Where is the cat? And if this is the cat, where is the meat? So basically he said the meat was the equivalent of the cat in terms of weight. So it's impossible for the cat to have eaten the meat. And it became, obviously, it was proven that it was his wife who had actually eaten the meat, and she had to face embarrassment and humiliation. We learn from this account that people who lie, who deceive, they can be caught out, and it's embarrassing for them, for that woman especially who was blaming the cat after eating the meat herself, and then she was caught out in that way by her husband. Whether people are caught out in this world or they are punished in the hereafter, it is this deception can lead to grave consequences. So we must refrain from all kinds of deception, any kind of deception, to be true believers and save ourselves from any embarrassment in this world and in the hereafter. The next hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it's mentioned in Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayna sayfa falaysa minna." Whosoever wields a sword against us is not from us. So someone who raises a sword against believers is not following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. A believer does not attack, does not show aggressiveness towards another believer. A believer, the sword is just an expression which covers any kind of physical abuse or any kind of aggressiveness towards a believer. Believers do not fight one another. They do not hurt one another. They fulfill the rights they have over one another. And this is simply an example of how in the time of the Arabs they would carry the sword. So the example of the sword was given. A believer should not raise his sword against another believer. A believer should not raise his hand against another believer. And when a person is in a situation where he is tested, he must remember this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. If you want to be part of the community of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the correct Islamic etiquette is that one, a believer would never dream of physically harming another believer, because they have rights over one another and they are obliged to fulfill those rights. The last hadith that I would like to mention in terms of the theme of today's program is a hadith which is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa yuwaqqir kabirana wa ya'mur bil ma'rufi wa yanha 'anil munkar." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, he is not from us, he is not one of us who does not show mercy for our young, does not respect or honor our elders or our old, does not command the good or enjoin good, and does not condemn evil. So all these elements are form the Islamic etiquette, the way we should behave. Every believer will preach in his own way, according to his own ability. Some are able to preach with their tongue, some are able to preach with the pen. This is not just the duty or role of the scholar. Every believer is a preacher in his own capacity. Remember, we have to be positive in our preaching. Our approach should be a positive approach. We should not be negative. When we see people disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our manner should be a manner which is positive in terms of our response. We should not be people who belittle others, who look down on others, who say, "Oh, look at these people. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're preparing fuel for the fire. They're misguided people," and start labeling them. From this short account, I would like to highlight the fact that our pious predecessors had a very positive attitude towards, in terms of their preaching. Sayyidina Ibrahim Atrush, he narrates that Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi was once walking in Baghdad along the river, and he saw some young men in a boat drinking wine and singing. And some of his companions were obviously with him, and one of them said, "You should pray against them." Almost like saying you should curse them, you know, that Allah should destroy them for their open disobedience. They have no shame whatsoever. They're openly consuming alcohol and openly singing like this. The response of Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi was a beautiful response. He raised his hands for supplication and he said, "O Allah, O my master, I ask you, the way you have made them happy in this world, make them happy in the hereafter. His companions were shocked. They said, you know, they're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we asked you to pray against them, and you responded with this prayer for them. And then Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi alayhi rahmah, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make them happy in the hereafter, Allah will give them the ability to repent in this world. So he didn't pray against them. He prayed for their guidance in this way, by saying, may they be happy in the hereafter the way they are happy in dunya. The only way to be happy in the hereafter is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that would be done through repentance. And this is what Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi alayhi rahma was requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very difficult to pray for those who may have wronged you, or who may be committing sin, or may be known for their evil. This is the beauty of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya kiram rahimahumullah, that they have such pure hearts that they are not affected by the sinner. They look at the sin and they pray for the betterment of the sinner. They pray for the guidance of the sinner. And this is what we must learn from in terms of our manner of preaching and the kind of mindset we must have in our preaching. As believers, we must follow the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in terms of our conduct, honesty, trustworthiness. Let it be the case that everyone around us, they describe us as honest people and trustworthy people and caring people, not people who harm other Muslims, not people who harm others, who physically harm others, who verbally offend others. Let us be people who command good and condemn evil in the best way possible, with wisdom, in a positive way, not in a negative way. And if we adopt these character traits with the will of Allah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will succeed in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah enable us to follow the prophetic way. Keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
رسول الله عليه السلام said he is not from us, he is not from us, he is not from